All right, well, let's just get this thing going, I suppose. What is that?
And now, welcome to The Critics Are the Real Artists.
What's that music? What's that sound?
Your host, Levi Brouse.
What the heck was that? What was that music? Who was that guy? I didn't... That clearly wasn't me. You guys... Alright, whatever. Well, yeah, I mean, he said, I suppose, it's critics are the real artists, but, yeah, it's me, Levi, so just me in the studio again today. You know what, I'll play my music that I want, which is Winter Coffee Shop Jazz, not whatever the heck that was. Alright, I guess it wasn't bad music, but anyways, here we are. Well, holy cow, then after the last episode, we got... tons and tons of emails, letters, reviews, just streaming, just flowing in. It was crazy here at the office, the studio, this last week or so. Yeah. So far positive reviews, but a big thing I kept seeing over and over again was the sound. People had problems with the sound. We had our first caller last week, Jack. Apparently longtime fan of the show. We got to talk more after the show. We sent him some merch. That was great. But, yeah, a lot of people complained that he was too quiet, couldn't hear him. So, and also a good friend of mine, Heinz, came up to me and said, "Hey, you know, Levi, I've been a longtime supporter of you and the show, and I just want you to know that something, you know, we couldn't hear you, and we want to hear you, you know, because..." As Heinz said, you know, "I'm your number one fan," and, you know, I gave him an autograph or something, and, yeah. So the tech and I, we got together and we figured out, all right, what can we do? So we got some new software, we got some new equipment and gear in here. We actually built a brand new facility, so we're just south of LA now, here. So it's a big move, but we were willing to do it. We pooled our money together, you know, we went through the budget, and we saw, we had... So far, we're doing very lucrative. We have $2 on the account, so we thought, you know what, let's spend this money and do what we can. So what we did is I put an old sock over my microphone, and then I think I clicked a button or two. So really economical decisions to make this better, and I hope it is better. If not, then I really don't know what to do, and I'm not going to put much more effort into figuring out how to do it, but so far I've ran like 2 tests before this, and that was exhausting, and that seemed to be okay. So that's all I got. I'm gonna take a drink of my rain here out of my ACBC mug. Beautiful. All right, so today I actually wanted to start off with Hebrews 12. I know everybody's gonna be like, "Well, he reads the Bible." I know, I do. But it was something, you know, based off the last episode, everybody said, like, "Holy cow, holy cats, that sucker was sad and depressing." Yes, you're right. Thank you, Sigmund Freud. It wasn't probably too hard to discover that one. But, you know, not everything. Life isn't zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day, you know? Sometimes life is tough, and, still figuring out how to express, still learning how to rightly express my thoughts and current state of mind to people. Just ask my friends Jack and Caleb about that one. You know, I'm a typical man. I don't like talking about my feelings, but yet I'll just blurt out stuff sometimes and then make people deal with that. But I was reading through Hebrews 12, and I discovered something that was, I think, very pertinent, and I think, you know, it's something I forget a lot. So let me just read it through. It's Hebrews 12, and I think I'm going to read through 3 through 11? Sure, why not? "Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted in your struggle against sin.
You have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and chastises every son whom he receives. It is for the discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? If you are left without discipline, in which all have participated, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Besides this, we have had earthly fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time as it seemed best to them, but he disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. How beautiful is that?
How great is that?
It's Jim. Something I think I certainly forget. Every trial and tribulation, I freak out. I'm like, ugh! Why is this happening to me? It's too much! It's too much! But I forget everything he does is for our benefit. And just like an earthly father, if he loves us, of course he's going to discipline us sometimes. And I'm not saying every single thing that happens terribly in your life is because of sin. I mean, look at Job. Guy was so righteous that God's like, have at him, devil man, see what you got. And obviously Job's friends were like, well, the reason why your life sucks now is because you're a sinner. But that obviously wasn't the case. It's not the case always for us, but sometimes it is, for sure. I think our decisions have consequences. Sometimes, I think most time for me. You know, I'm not going to claim I'm Job. I'm so righteous that God's handed me over to the devil. No, it's not like that. But it is nice to know that even in those times, God is watching over us. And he's doing it for our holiness and righteousness. Look at that. I'm sure I'm going to get so much crap from my friends. Oh, look at this fire and pastor guy. Pastor Levi's here. That's my gross nickel impression for the week. Alright, so announcements. No Bruce Campbell's on the show this week. Sorry about that. I know last week I announced him. Tried to talk to his agents. Looked like it just wasn't a scheduling thing. It wasn't going to work out. I think he's working on a movie or something. So hopefully maybe later. And then I think I claimed somebody else was going to be on the show. But obviously that's not happening. I should actually email some of these people, see if that happens sometimes. That would be hilarious. Alright, I apologized for the last episode. Oh, yeah, and, you know, some people were saying, like, oh, we won't make old jokes anymore because you complain about your age and you're scared of getting old. Which is true, but keep making the jokes. I love the old jokes. Sure, they're annoying because none of them are really funny. They're... not to be ironic, but they're old hat at this point. But I'd rather... I've said that... I take it as a compliment. I've said this before. I'd rather someone call me old than say that I act like a 10-year-old boy. You know? So keep the old jokes coming. Come on. You know, and based off the last episode as well, I actually received a lot of nice messages from people. So that must have been, that episode probably was a little bit too for real. Which, I don't know, I was just talking. I find these, doing the podcast kind of cathartic. So it's kind of nice, so I'll probably just keep doing them. But, yeah, good friends. Madison from my unit reached out. It was really nice. They're sweet, sweet people. You know, I thought this would take more time. I'll be honest, I kind of went through this little list quickly. I had more content here. I wrote a lot.
kind of went by quick, didn't it? Well, I feel free to call in, everybody. I know this is not radio, so you can't hear me, but feel free to call me anytime. Let's go to the phones. Okay, nobody's on the line. My producer Jim is telling me nobody's calling. Nope, nobody. Are you sure? Nobody. Okay, I know the lights aren't on. They should be on when somebody calls. Okay, never mind. Anyway, I've been as a Mongo in the podcast world now. This will be my 7th episode, so I'm very close to reaching that double-digit mark. This thing could explode soon. You know, you never know. I'm just waiting for that day. And, looking at podcasts and people that have just absolutely exploded, it was, I always see her on the little right panel, those where your Snapchat stories are. You know, and they put those terrible, like, news things, and you have, like, I always see, like, Mr. Beast is on there, and some expose of Mr. Beast, and, you know, you have, like, NFL and all these other athletes, and it's kind of, the Snapchat story thing has turned into the terrible tabloid magazines at, like, the grocery store, right when you're checking out, and you see, like, People Magazine, or, like, The Star, and it's like, Lindsay Lohan killed a dude. We got the story here, like, alien found in Iowa farmland. That's what the snap, it's just all this terrible clickbaity stuff. But one person I always see pop up there is Brett Cooper. She only does YouTube, I think. But she does YouTube, but she only does podcasts on YouTube, which is whatever, I guess. She just wants to have video. I'm never going to do video on here. That's straight up. That's way too much work. This is already... Alright, straight up, that intro I did, that took me... Well, I guess it only took me probably like 15 minutes of actual work and no money. But that's already too much for something that I'm not making money on. Let's be real. But, I mean, her setup is like very... professional. She's got some high-end gear. It looks like she's got headphones. That puts her way above and beyond for me, because my headphones don't even work. I plugged them into my laptop and they don't work. I mean, they work on my bass amp here, but then they don't work on my laptop. So I mean, that's something. I play music just off my phone that's sitting here. And I got this microphone was given to me by my friend Mason. So I've spent no money to do this. So that $2.50 that's from this podcast, that is all pure profit, baby. Pure profit. And like I said, I got a Hanes, my ripped off Hanes black sock is on my microphone for a pop filter. I don't know if it's actually doing anything, but here. There it is. That's it. That's as much. That's my gear. That's right, my gear setup. Am I right, folks? But... like, where the heck did this woman come from? I'm not bashing anything she does. Some of her stuff is interesting. I think she does more, like, topical, you know, whatever's in the news or something. I thought at first she was Ben Shapiro's daughter. I was like, holy cow, I didn't know Ben Shapiro had a daughter. But I don't think she is. But I thought, just, like, based on, like, the voice a little bit, and, you know, like, Ben Shapiro, he's up here. Right? You know, hi, I'm Ben Shapiro, this is the Ben Shapiro Show. And you gotta talk really fast, and anybody can sound like Ben Shapiro when you talk this fast, and you get a little bit of nasal in her voice. She's not that fast, but, hi, this is Brett Cooper. I can't do women's voices, clearly. But I thought she was I think she's associated with the Daily Wire, or she was, or something. Now she does, she's solo. But, I mean, like, she wasn't around last year, right? I think she just came around like this last year in 22. And now if I could figure out how to go to YouTube on my computer, I bet she probably has over 1 million subscribers, I think last time I checked. I mean, right. I get it. It's a pretty gal on YouTube. You know, they're alone. That's probably going to gain you some viewers. Two, she's conservative, and so, like, every conservative guy that sees, like, a pretty girl, they're like, see, look! There's normal women out there. She's a guns-toting MAGA supporter. Yeah! Anyway. Not, like I said, not bashing what she does. Just kind of, I was just perplexed today by how, like, seemed like came out of nowhere. Like, I never saw her on any sort of, like, Ben Shapiro, Daily Wire associated, like, video or thing. Like, I never saw her with Shapiro. But then she's just like, all of a sudden, huge. Which was just, I don't know, kind of weird. But that, I mean, that's my goal with this. I just want it very fast and easy to just get a million, billion subscribers and viewers or listeners or whatever. You know? I'm not putting money into this, like I said. That's just ridiculous. I just want the money flowing in for me. I think that's probably... That is my business model. I think that is probably... I think on our door, spend no money, get more lot money. We put that in our office somewhere. That's the goal. That's the mindset. That was water. I think I want to stop drinking my rain. I think just based on how I'm talking right now, I've probably had too much caffeine already today. Well, once again, I have... Well, I guess that was kind of a critique, right? This is still critics of the real artists. I don't have any shows. I've been watching this show on Amazon called The Tick with Peter Serafinowicz. It's hilarious. It's only two seasons, which is unfortunate. I almost got the show finished. But check it out. There you go. There's my cinema TV show critic of the week right there. Alright, let's get the shout-outs really quick. The boys I went to Kuwait with, they've been begging me for a shout-out. And they're like, oh, you keep forgetting to shout us out. Maybe I forgot because none of y'all reviewed my show. Maybe that's why. Keep checking the reviews, none more here. It's only me reviewing my own show. Come on. Ridiculous. So maybe that's why I forgot you guys. Leave a damn review. Sorry. Excuse my language. Hello, and welcome to the show. How are ya?
Good, how are you?
Good. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Am I actually on the show, or are you just...
Yes. You know, you are this time.
Nice.
You're the...
I'm calling from Lamar's, Iowa.
Lamar's, Iowa, beautiful place. Home of the Blue Bunny ice cream.
Thank you. Grandma wanted me to ask you a question. She's wondering if you got a girlfriend yet.
Well, that's, well, you're not, no, just, hey, man, just, like, this is my podcast, like, stick to, like, movies or TV shows or whatever.
I gotcha.
Yeah, no, you want to be the second caller, so I gave you a call, and this is what you do?
She wondered if you own a house yet.
No, I'm looking for a house right now. Have you seen the housing market? It's terrible.
No, I haven't seen the housing market. What are you doing? Are you sitting in your dormitory?
Yeah, I'm sitting in my apartment recording this podcast.
Episode two, or seven,
but you're the official second caller.
Holy crap. You know, but you called me.
Yeah, I know I called you, but I thought you know, just leave that part out and act like you called in. You know, it's supposed to...
Okay.
It's
right.
To, yeah, it's supposed to, like, you know, build up the show a little bit. Like, we gotta
right.
be... Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. I gotcha.
Yes.
Part out?
Yeah, no, I definitely will. I definitely will later,
okay.
So... Yeah.
That's good. You might look like a loser if you didn't do that.
Right. I get it. All right, so what do you want to talk about today, man?
Well, I guess, you know, what's your thoughts on, you know, the gingivitis problem we have?
The gingivitis problem?
Yeah, you know, a big problem facing Americans today, the decay of teeth, gingivitis being our number one problem this nation faces, second to climate change. Big problem. Wondering what your thoughts on Colgate were, on Colgate is. And that's not a conspiracy. Just the toothpaste, Colgate.
Yeah.
Not like the gate.
Right. No, Colgate, yeah. The toothpaste brand.
Right.
Yeah, I really don't have an opinion on that. I guess I didn't know it was that bad of a problem. That.
Oh, a huge problem.
Really?
Yeah, a huge problem. That's what they're talking about in the debates coming up. You know, they say 9 out of 10 dentists recommend Colgate. Where do they get these dentists from?
I don't know. Man, is this all you got for content? You want to talk about tooth decay?
Toothpaste. I mean, it's a big problem.
How big of a problem? You just buy some at the store.
Well, I mean, a lot of people's teeth are falling out. I actually talked to a guy today, and you know, the only teeth he had remaining was his canine teeth. And so, like, all the teeth in the middle between, like, four
yeah.
or five of them,
yeah.
all gone. All he had was his canine teeth. He looked like a vampire. I thought he was going to try to suck the blood.
Did you actually talk to a man that looked like that?
Yeah, he was probably about 6'6", probably around, like, 275 pounds, and he had no middle teeth. Yeah. So,
I think he was a vampire.
Well, I think he was just a trailer trash redneck. Maybe like a redneck Dracula.
Redneck Dracula. I think I've seen that movie.
Yeah, this should be a movie.
I think it has, what's his name in it? The famous redneck guy.
Yeah, the guy, Larry the Cable
Guy. Larry the Cable Guy. He stars as redneck Dracula.
Yeah. Speaking of Dracula,
right.
Did this movie, Hotel Transylvania?
Yeah, I have not seen that one.
Well, it's for 12-year-olds.
Right, so.
Solid movie. Give it a. Probably 8 out of 10 review. I know you've done talking about movies in this new podcast, but I want to get my little piece.
Okay.
Best movie I've seen in the last month. It's on Netflix. You can get it now. I think it's the number 2 movie most streamed this month. Is All Quiet on the Western Front.
Sure, I've heard of it.
Of a 17-year-old, or I think he was 16 years old. He lied to get into World War One, which took place, obviously, I think it was, 1918, I think ended in 1919, so it was about 1915 to 1919.
Sure.
But anyway, it follows the story of a 16-year-old by the name of Paul Bremer. He's a German farm worker. He lies to enter the draft. Due to his professor, you know, claiming all these great medals of, you know, serving your country and homeland pride, if you will. He gets super enthusiastic to join the war. Then he joins the war and he finds out that it's not really, it's all chalked up to be. It's a couple of his friends die. And solid movie, 10 out of 10. Totally would recommend. It's it does a great job of portraying the brutality of World War One and the bleakness of, you know, that trench warfare brought. So if you know anything about the Western Front and what took place there, it was just duking it out for years on end. None of the territories moved. They would fight for a year to gain 100 yards of ground.
It was, wow.
But yeah, definitely watch that if you get the chance.
Sure, absolutely.
Have you seen the movie Revenant? The Revenant?
No.
With Leonardo DiCaprio?
I have not seen that.
About a fur trader up in North Dakota. Sure. And he's got an Indian son.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard of it. I know what it's. Something he fights a bear. Am I correct?
Yeah, he fights the bear. That, right. His name after, I think his name was. He played. This is a true story. Actually, his name was Hugh Glass.
Hugh Glass.
Was the man that he portrayed in that film. Pretty much the whole movie was about the story of Hugh Glass. Super interesting if you like that kind of stuff. Probably two of the best movies I've seen in the last month or so.
Nice.
You got any suggestions? You got a good movie?
No, I just started watching The Demolition Man the other day. I've already seen that movie a couple times, but that's
you're a fan of New Girl, aren't you?
Yeah, no, that's a good show.
My wife told me it's a good show.
Yeah, no, you'll hate it.
Exactly. It's called New Girl. You think I'm gonna like it?
No.
Yeah, but I told her that you watch it and you like the show.
Yeah.
I mean that don't mean much, but.
Not really.
Well, I just wouldn't watch it. We watched Dalton Tale last night. That movie was gay. It was awful.
Dolphin Tale?
It is like Free Willy, but with a dolphin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but Free Willy was way better.
Yeah, and I haven't seen either of those.
You've never seen Free Willy?
No.
Wow.
Killer whales don't even talk.
Exactly, dude. I hate the bullshit.
Hey, watch your mouth.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot we were on air.
Yeah, gee whiz, can't you see the sign?
But yeah, no, but you know it's a good podcast when you forget you're on air.
That's true, it's all natural, baby.
All natural, baby. So, what have you been up to, I suppose?
Oh, shoot, well, to be able to hear this from you. So what do you want me to do?
I want you to make a... start playing golf and make a golf channel.
No, that is terribly boring.
No, it's really fun.
No, what would I don't know anything about golf.
That's the point, you suck. That's why it'd be fun to watch. Excuse my mouth.
Gee whiz.
You gotta edit that part out, for real.
Yes, I definitely will. Alright, I'm actually getting another call now, so I'll have to call you back.
Oh, sure.
I actually am, though.
Yeah, bye.
I love it, bye. Hey, this is our second caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Let's see. Caden Allen. I'm in the middle of a field.
All right, Caden. Well, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Why are you calling today?
Well, because I missed a call from you, what, 20 minutes ago?
Oh, jeez. Okay, why does everybody want to mention that I called them? You're not supposed to say that part, okay?
I was talking to my grandpa there. I missed a call from him. I was just calling to see how you were doing, man. How the fantastic life of Levi is going.
It's exciting, it's riveting, it's revolutionary, it's pioneering.
Okay. Okay.
Things are good. Things are good.
That's good. Yeah. Are you talking into the mic now? Are you finally talking into that mic?
Yes, yeah. You'll hear from this episode that everything is fixed, So don't you worry about that.
Will they even be able to hear me, though?
Yes, I'm sure they'll hear you.
Okay.
I'm holding you very close to the microphone, so...
We need to get you a double microphone set up.
We do. That'll be all on you, because I don't know how to figure that out.
Well, we'll figure it out. Sorry if I sound a little hoarse. We're putting on anhydrous ammonia because it's like very toxic. And if you breathe it in, it'll just kind of mess with you. Yeah.
Ooh.
You know. Yeah.
Ah.
Anyway, what segment of the show did I just interrupt?
Well, actually, we're probably on the closing, so you can be a part of the conclusion of the episode.
Oh, let's hear it.
And then, you want to hear it?
Let's hear the closing summary. Did we talk about any movies?
Kind of.
Which ones?
One of my friends, not one of my friends. Somebody named Micah called in. And talked about All Quiet on the Western Front, and then The Revenant. So.
Oh, The Revenant.
Yeah, which came out like 13 years ago. So.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
But
still very relevant, that Revenant.
Oh. You know what?
I don't see the other movie though.
Yeah, me either. But I heard he gave it a 10 out of 10. He recommended everybody to see it. So
that's a pretty high score.
Yes, I agree. So, you know what? I will give you the pleasure of concluding the show, and then we'll probably just talk to each other for a little bit.
Oh, okay. Talking to a random caller, I see? Okay, no, I'm fine with that, I guess.
We're very friendly. We'll probably set you up with some merch or something like that, so don't you worry.
Right. I want one of those base cases.
We'll make it happen. We'll make it happen.
Well, do you not have the background music going, or do I just not hear it?
No, it's not going, because I usually play it off my phone, so...
Oh, well,
yeah.
Darn. For the tens and twenties of
keep going, I got you.
And listeners here today, I hope you enjoyed, and hopefully it wasn't as depressing of a podcast as last time.
All right.
To Levi and this random caller, and Kate. We'll see you next time.